WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Memphis has always believed that it too should be a center for country music, and that Nashville, despite a history reaching back to the 1920s, shouldn't have a monopoly on it. When Sam Phillips started Sun Records in Memphis in 1953, he encouraged country artists. The man who discovered Howlin' Wolf, Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, and many others also produced a lot of great country music. Beer Family Records has released a 6-CD compilation of Sun's country output, and our rock historian Ed Ward has a review.
Now there are folks who like to brag about where they came from, but when they start that stuff, I let them be. But it makes me feel like I want to brag some, to know that I come from the state of Tennessee.
Let's give old Tennessee credit for music, as they play it up in Nashville every day. Let's give old Tennessee credit for music, as they play it in that old hillbilly way.
Mr. Red Foley came from...
Carl Perkins was celebrating the entire state when he recorded Tennessee in late 1955. He ends the song by reminding us that they built the first atomic bomb in Tennessee, after all. But his musical examples are all Nashville country greats. There's also another thing. Perkins' picking isn't exactly mainstream country, although Sam Phillips thought of him as a country act at first. He thought the same about another young kid who was hanging around the Sun Studios in those days and used Jerry Lee Lewis mostly as a studio musician. Occasionally, he'd let him record by himself, as with this Jack Clement song.
I told a little lie, baby, I made you cry. That's why I'm feeling blue. I'm feeling sorry. I lied to you. I took your little heart, I tore it all apart, and now I'm missing you. I'm feeling sorry, I couldn't be true. I should have known better, I should have been truer. I know that you're blue, but baby, I'm bluer.
Certainly, Sam's early ventures into country weren't very interesting. Early on, he'd recorded Slim Rhodes for some other labels. Rhodes had been the dominant force in Memphis's country scene for years and had his own radio and television shows to keep him visible, although his record sales weren't disturbing anyone in Nashville. Sam thought he'd found something with harmonica Frank Floyd, who certainly knew his way around black music thanks to his extensive performing experience with Medicine shows.
Ladies and gentlemen, Coffpot Dodgers and Little Rabbit Twisters, step right around closely. Tell you all about a wonderful medicine show I used to work with here this afternoon. Also, we have Dr. Doniker here with us, the great medical manager of the world.
The trouble was, Floyd was born in 1908, so he wasn't exactly teen idol material. His recordings are a priceless look into an all but forgotten past, though. Once Elvis began to make waves at Sun, all manner of young men started showing up at the studio at 706 Union. Sam had them record country, of course. This rock and roll thing might just turn out to be a fad. Charlie Feathers was from Mississippi, but had family in Memphis, and a bout of meningitis had left him incapable of heavy labor, so he took to music.
When the rain starts to beat all around, all I do is just sit right down, cause you know I like to settle down. Woman, you know I've been running around, just running around, hoochie-goochin' around. Hey, Lordy, 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 I done come on around.
Well, when I was young, I used to run around. But since I met you, I just fooled around. But now that I'm old and I'm getting gray, all I wanna do is sit around and play. Sit around and play.
You can hear the rockabilly trying to escape from Feather's voice here, and it would on later sessions. There were others. Malcolm Yelvington with his lush baritone, another guy who, at 35 and happily married, was no teen idol. There was Warren Smith, who was seemingly capable of anything from rocked-up Elizabethan balladry like Blackjack David, menacing hard country like Red Cadillac and a Black Mustache, and of course his infamous Ubangi stomp. But he also did stuff that showed how country was changing.
Tonight will be the last night that I'm crying over you. Tomorrow I'm a-going out and find somebody new. You've had yourself a party, and now it's you that's blue. So tonight will be the last night that I'm crying over you. You run around all over town, you really had your fun. You broke my heart right from the start, look at what you've gone and done. You don't care whose heart you break, go find someone like you. Cause tonight will be the last night that I'm crying over you.
On the other side of the microphone, though, Sam Phillips was in over his head as the post-Elvis mania mounted. He kept the country division going at Sun Records until the end, although he stopped recording the artists at 706 Union. But now that he'd found rock and roll, he was determined to record as much as possible, and that would result in some of the greatest records ever.
Our rock historian Ed Ward is back in the U.S. and now living in Austin. He reviewed the Sun Country Box, country music recorded by Sam Phillips, 1950 to 1959, from Bear Family Records.